Hundreds of farmers will gather here in Washington today for their annual Ag Day convention when farmers see lawmakers face to face and often ask for financial help. Some thought this practice was going to change 5 years ago when Congress passed a sweeping reform called the Freedom to Farm Act. It was supposed to end generous farm subsidies, but NPR's Allison Aubrey reports farmers are still turning to Washington.
Like many farmers, Richard Haugeberg likes to be seen as independent, doesn't care for the idea of government interfering in his business. But for the seventh time in 2 days, Haugeberg sits down to make his pitch for government help, this time to Brian Jennings, a staffer in the office of Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota.
I'm Richard Haugeberg. I farm south of Minot, North Dakota. So I'm here today to promote our products, and we need
financial help is what he hesitates to say. As his voice trails off, three fellow farmers remain silent, and he gestures his well-worn hands across the table to the man he brought along to help. Mr. Tim McGreevy heads up something called the USA Pea and Lentil Council.
Our crops are being squeezed because they don't have a safety net, and every commodity in agriculture is in the ditch.
McGreevy's job is to convince aides like Jennings and the lawmakers they work for that times are tough for pea and lentil farmers, and they deserve a sliver of the farm subsidy pie. The demand for their products is growing, just not fast enough. McGreevy says this country has only begun to discover peas and lentils, a discovery these farmers are promoting with their glossy new cookbook. McGreevy slides a copy into Jennings' hands.
It has recipes from main dishes to side dishes to salads to desserts.
As a bachelor, I should take this home and study it. What I'm supposed to do and what I will do is I'll give this to the senator and he'll take it.
That's not all Jennings will give to the senator. He'll also pass along the pea and lentil farmers' request for a multi-million-dollar aid package. They say they just need it for the short term while they wait for the market to pick up again. After all, in Malaysia, McGreevy says, people are even starting to drink chickpea smoothies. This vision of a huge export market for chickpeas is what put these farmers ahead of the curve and made them a model for what Congress wanted all farmers to do, profit from the new demand overseas, making government subsidies a thing of the past. Farmers would become businessmen, planting for the marketplace. This was the philosophy of the 1996 Freedom to Farm Act, a bill that was supposed to overhaul decades of government interference. It did work for a few years, then the bottom fell out. Prices tumbled to record lows as demand from foreign countries dropped. So now, the new farm subsidies that were supposed to be phased out are getting even bigger, and McGreevy and his pea and lentil farmers want in on the deal.
We also want to leave you with a small pack of Country Harvest lentil country soup.
All right.
And this one you can
I will take this one. Yeah.
This is a bachelor kind of food, all right? You just throw it in the pan, 30 minutes later, it's done.
Good. All right. Thank you very much. You guys covered a lot of ground in a short time, and I appreciate you coming in. We'll be supportive of you, but I hope that you do make it to a lot of offices and make this pitch because they need to hear about this, considering all the other programs people want to spend money on in addition to the tax cut.
There is a lot of competition for federal dollars, but if the recent past is prologue, the lentil and pea guys will probably get what they're after.
If they want in and if they want to be covered with farm programs, then certainly I would look favorably upon that.
That's Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa, the senior Democrat on the Agriculture Committee. He's always argued that a laissez-faire approach to farming can't work, and judging by the dollars spent in the last few years, it's at least not working yet. Freedom to Farm was supposed to save $3 billion by 2001, but the opposite has happened. This year, taxpayers will spend $20 billion to support farmers, much of it in the form of emergency payments.
Agriculture is still not out of the woods yet. I mean, if we don't have some changes, we're going to continue to put more billions of dollars in these emergency payments, and it's going to have the odd result that we're putting more money into agriculture, and yet we're driving more farmers out.
Haugeberg and his fellow farmer Jim Evans say it's true that good farmers are being driven out of the business, but they've always thought they could outsmart the system. When the Freedom to Farm law eliminated planting restrictions, they started growing peas and lentils without any government support. They were bullish then, there wasn't too much competition, and there seemed to be a growing demand. So despite the problems that bring them to Capitol Hill, over lunch in a Senate cafeteria, they take pride in the fact their crops are on the menu.
See the salad that he has over there, the three-bean salad, that has chickpeas in it also. I didn't see any lentil soup today.
There wasn't. Hey, they had a great lentil soup yesterday, though. And this
all this happy talk of chickpeas in the Senate salad bar and lentil soup on all the menus really masks the main problem for these farmers and most farmers. They've become too efficient. Their farms are bigger than ever, and their yields are higher. But there's nowhere to sell the product. Senator Richard Lugar, the chairman of the Agriculture Committee and the man who pushed hardest for the 1996 agriculture reform, says the new hands-off approach to farming would be working if it weren't for some unforeseen bumps in the road, like an economic crisis halfway around the globe in the late 1990s.
The Asian countries, who had been dynamic markets, growing by leaps and bounds, came into a terrible recession. And instead of growing by leaps and bounds, cut about 10% of the effective demand for all of American agriculture. So that was a blow.
Not to mention the trade disputes with Europe, Lugar adds. So when he hears about the problems of the pea and lentil producers, he's sympathetic, but he still believes agriculture should be self-supporting and argues once the pea and lentil guys start relying on government price guarantees, they'll be hooked.
If the most efficient farmers find it possible to make more money all of the time producing more because the safety net ensures a profit, there is really no end to a degree of oversupply and low price.
So for now, Tim McGreevy and the pea and lentil farmers will probably get the safety net they're looking for. The latest proposal from Democratic lawmakers would increase spending on agriculture by $100 billion in the coming years, an amount that rivals President Bush's proposal for defense modernizations. So it's more, not less spending on agriculture, and each year the tab escalates, Congress, in effect, repeals a little more of the reform it embraced 5 years ago. Alice Norbury, NPR News, Washington.